This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill de Rocher is a columnist with the Fluvanna Review. Where's my bell? You want to know what's going on in Fluvanna, you read the Fluvanna County Review. And Bill joins us in studio, as he does periodically, for a Fluvanna County update. How are you, my friend?
Not bad. How are you today?
It's good to see you. How's your autumn going? It's quite autumnal outside. It's downright winter outside.
It's cool. It's a very cool day.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Well, I've been working at Monticello in addition to the review.
I didn't know you worked up at Monticello, too.
Taking some people around.
Do you do tours up there?
Had to do an 8 o'clock tour this morning.
Oh, you're kidding. Who shows up for an 8 o'clock tour of Monticello?
I don't know. About four people did, I think, this morning.
Really? Was it like a corporate thing, or were they just tourists?
Just walking in off the street.
Wow. That's amazing. So what's your favorite part of when you give a tour of Monticello? What's your favorite part? Like, do you have a favorite room
or absolutely, subject?
Or?
It's called the cabinet. It's his study. That's where he kept all his toys.
You start in the front hall. Well, they start on the porch. And then the front hall.
Then the front hall.
And then the kids' room, right?
Yes, and then they go to the library. And then there's the bedroom. And that's the cabinet. You look at the cabinet where he keeps all his special toys.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, just about a month or so now.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Keep me out of trouble.
Yeah, well, that's a great group of folks who do that. I've had many friends who've gotten involved with the tour group at Monticello, and they're really smart people.
Delightful people. You have to really work at it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't just walk in off the street and do this.
Absolutely.
I mean, you really have to be a student of his life and the building and everybody involved with it, because you never know what kind of questions you're going to get.
And believe me, you get some questions.
Yeah. What are some kind of questions you get?
A lot of people want to know about the privy.
The privy, like where they went to the bathroom?
Exactly.
Where did they go to the bathroom, Bill?
Three of them were inside and several outside.
They were indoor. It wasn't indoor plumbing, but he had indoor chamber pots.
Yes.
That the servants, slaves would empty, I guess.
Yes.
There you go. Well, on that note.
Moving right along.
What's going on in Fluvanna County?
Oh, a lot of privy stuff. No, actually, land use is heating up now, and the Planning Commission had its first work session on land use as part of its comprehensive plan update a couple weeks ago. And basically, three ideas emerged from the citizens there that night. Charges that the cluster development idea or concept is failing, a linkage between growth and taxes, and a new one on the scene, incorporating the Rivanna into land use policy. In other words, making sure that the Rivanna is protected as well as its
So there's nothing on the
watershed.
Books now to protect the Rivanna from development?
No. You can build close up to it.
Wow. So folks are getting together. Let's start with the last one. Folks are getting together, I guess, down in Fluvanna to change that.
Well, the League of Women Voters came out with a very intriguing position paper, and I think the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors are going to have to take it very seriously.
And that was what, basically?
Essentially protect the Rivanna and its watershed. I think some of that might be done by setbacks and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, it would make sense because it's actually the Chesapeake watershed, which there's certainly a long history of doing everything we can to protect the Chesapeake watershed, and the Rivanna is part of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you see that actually that could happen in Fluvanna.
Well, they've already, in the previous comprehensive plan, suggested saving water and so on, but I think we might see something a little more specific this time.
Yeah. What is this cluster development in Fluvanna? Because I haven't heard that phrase in Albemarle, but I know a lot of people use it down in Fluvanna.
It's a relatively new concept. It was incorporated in the zoning ordinance in 2004, and essentially what it is saying you can develop to the permitted density that you have, but you can only use 25% of your land. So if you have 100 acres, that'd be 50 homes. You have to put that 50 homes on 25 acres, leaving 75 acres into open space.
And I'm too ignorant to know what we have in Albemarle that's comparable.
You don't.
We don't have anything
such.
Like that.
Now, the state has just mandated clusters in high growth areas. So as a result, 40% of the land the state has mandated 40% open space. Fluvanna has 75% open space.
Wow.
It's an effort to preserve the rural character and nature of communities.
Yeah, yeah. And so Fluvanna is definitely a lot more aggressive about that.
A little bit of the cutting edge, yes.
Yeah. Now, does Fluvanna have what Albemarle has when it comes to these growth areas? Like, we're going to channel all the growth here and try to have no growth over here.
It's not as perhaps structured. We have what we call rural preservation areas, community development areas, primary residential, rural residential. So we have four areas, and the current comprehensive plan suggests that about 30% of the development should occur in rural preservation and rural residential, while the other 70% go to these community development areas.
Yeah. So the comments among the people in Fluvanna right now is maybe this cluster development idea isn't working like it was intended. Is that what they're saying?
That's the essential, what they are saying in essence. However, in the 2.5 years in which the Planning Commission has approved 19 cluster developments, not one home has come on the market yet in a cluster. It's somewhat premature to be critical because, in fact, we just lost one, according to one supervisor, a couple of weeks ago. They've withdrawn from building it. So, in a sense, what we're seeing is people concerned about the concept, but there's no reality out there with which to measure it yet.
Yeah. So they're approving these things, but they're not being built because the market, of course, it's a bad time
declined,
to be in the home building market.
Half of them haven't even initiated the preliminary paperwork to get started yet.
Wow.
So it's a slow process.
Yeah. What else is going on in Fluvanna County? Bill DeRoche with us, columnist with the Fluvanna Review, joins us periodically for a Fluvanna County update.
Well, there's a couple things on the money front. There's always something on the money front going on. The audits are coming in at the end of the year, audits, and the staff seems optimistic that this is going to be a better year than last year. Last year's audit report was very brutal towards the county's accounting practices.
Really? What? So who does the audit, number one?
It's a private firm.
They hire to come in and audit their books.
Exactly.
And so last year didn't look too good?
Didn't look too good.
What happened?
Well, what happened was sloppy record keeping in many respects, and the left hand didn't always know what the right hand was doing.
Oh, so, government. Dog, dog, dog.
I tell you. So what happened was the county got very aggressive in trying to identify problems and see if they can correct them. So it'll be interesting to see this next audit report that's due out within a month or so.
Yeah.
Other big thing is people haven't seen much of this yet, but it comes around every year, and that's the capital improvement plan. Now, in that is about $55 million, which people know about for construction of new schools, but there's another $24 million sitting out there for other projects, including about $1.5 million for new recreation facilities at Pleasant Grove and other parts of the county. So basically, it's going to mean about a $3,200, if everything were built, would cost each resident about $3,200.
That's huge.
That. Well, for a small county, it is, particularly when you have a small, low tax rate. So we'll see how
that
goes.
What do they want to build? What is this? So this is this capital improvement plan is the government, the local Fluvanna County government,
correct,
coming to its citizens saying, if you give us the green light for this, we want to spend this money to build.
They don't have to get a green light, Coy.
They don't have to get approval. They can just come and say, we're going to build this.
Well, the Board of Supervisors votes on it. So I guess they do have approval at the end of the day if they're not happy.
And what do they want to build?
Things like athletic facilities, an outdoor pool, number of different odds and ends that they've put in there.
So they want to upgrade the schools and the parks
schools,
and rec and that kind of stuff.
That's right. And schools are already a done deal. So
Bill,
this is an all new one.
Bill DeRoche, our guest, what's the latest with that whole Zion Crossroads intersection with 64? Because I know that is destined to be like a major intersection at some point, probably in the closer future than the far future, but what's the very latest on that?
Not much. Since we were here last time, not much has happened. There's been a couple of rezonings to industrial up there. I'm speaking directly of the Fluvanna side.
Yeah.
But there's no great thought gone into it yet as to how they want to get it to have water. They are starting to discuss water from the James again.
Yeah.
So that might start to move along a bit.
Because that could be a major place for a big mall.
Absolutely.
You know, I could see a huge mall there and lots of shops. What they've done with Short Pump, basically, outside of Richmond, you could see the same thing happening at Zion's Crossroads.
Yeah. What I think that the economic development folks would like to see is a lot of research parks and corporate park type environment there that doesn't cost much and brings quality business to the county. But it's clearly needed because otherwise the tax burden on residents is going to go through the roof.
And it just keeps going up, especially if they want to build all these schools and parks and rec and all that.
Exactly.
Stuff. Bill DeRoche is a columnist with the Fluvanna Review, a weekly newspaper serving the Fluvanna County area. He joins us periodically for an update on Fluvanna County news. Thank you, sir. Enjoyed
it. It's been a pleasure as always.
Absolutely. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. CharlottesvilleNews.com. We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for some local news and weather. We're back with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress and your calls and comments at 977-1070. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.